Today's Friday, November 2nd, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. Hey, it's Friday. I told you we were going to make it. I got you a life word for today. Luke 22:19-20 is going to kick off your weekend. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Likewise, also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you." It's the last meal that Jesus would have with his close friends. And Dr. Luke records for us the final hours of the life of Jesus by allowing us to look into this intimate gathering of Jesus with his friends, the men that he had poured his life into during the past 3 years. It's no mistake that he chooses to have this meal at Passover. When Moses led the children of Israel from Egyptian captivity, the final plague God brought upon the nation of Israel, the one that broke the back of Pharaoh, was the death of the firstborn of each family. God sent a death angel to each home, and the only children to survive were the ones of the Jewish homes, where the blood of a sacrificial lamb had been smeared above the doorpost. The death angel, he passed over these houses, thus Passover. It's no mistake that the final meal taken with the disciples was the night of Passover. Thousands of lambs were being sacrificed in Jerusalem that night, and Jesus was teaching the disciples about the final Passover lamb, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. "This bread signifies my body, which is about to be broken. Remember me when you eat this supper again. And this wine, it represents the blood I'm about to shed for the people of the world." Jesus had turned the Passover feast into a meal of remembrance for his people. We call it communion, the Lord's Supper, God's final Passover meal. That broken body, it was all about loving you. That precious blood that was shed, that was about you too. Your sins had to be paid for. Your sins had to have a sacrifice, a sacrificial lamb. So Jesus gave his life for you so that the penalty of eternal death, being separated from God, would pass over you. Jesus is your Passover lamb. When you pray today, please pray for BMA missionary John Regeus. He serves the Lord in the country of Portugal. And please remember to pray for the success of LifeWords TIM broadcast that can be heard in the African countries of Togo, Ghana, and Benin. From the LifeWord team worldwide, broadcasting in 42 languages to 121 countries and to a potential audience of 2 billion people, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.